Welcome to the Wisconsin Family Connection. Stay tuned to hear Wisconsin Family Council President Emeritus Jelaine Appling reveal how the important legislative and cultural issues of our day affect you and your family.
Slippery slopes. For all the 25 plus years I've been doing this work, I've warned about them. Many times in response, I'm told, even by well-intentioned people, I'm just fear-mongering when I warn people that some law or some cultural acceptance is a slippery slope. I'm saying it again, however. Slippery slopes are real. They should be avoided at all costs because the slide is always faster, takes us farther, and costs us more than we can imagine. When the big push was to normalize homosexuality, we were told that sexual orientation is genetic. People are born gay. Never mind that there's been no credible scientific evidence ever that supports that contention. That reality doesn't matter if you can win the hearts and minds of people by repeating the lie often enough and having enough emotionally laden stories. Why is this acceptance of this fabrication so important? Because it convinced people that it is discriminatory, hateful, and bigoted to not allow them to marry, for instance. That belief is really the basis for the 2015 U.S. Supreme Court decision that forced the legal redefinition of marriage on the entire country. Inherent in the belief of the majority of the justices was that people involved in homosexuality are born that way. We can't have laws that don't treat them like everyone else, just as we can't do that for Black Americans. If you can make something an inborn characteristic, then it's much easier to normalize the behavior, even legalizing the heretofore unthinkable. A notable variation on this idea is a current transgender craze, with this particular aberration seeking full societal acceptance and normalization. We are now asked to set science aside. It doesn't matter that people are born with either XX male chromosomes or XY female chromosomes if their emotional and mental take on their gender conflicts with that biological reality. Interestingly, those pushing this particular agenda typically claim their biology has nothing to do with who they really are, that what they think about their gender is more real than their biology. Hence, they want us to believe that the biology is wrong, that they were really born the opposite sex and should be accepted for how they identify, not how they were biologically born. It's a crazy world, but when you present emotionally laden stories about personal anguish and ugly treatment, the public and policymakers listen more with their emotions than their intellect. Regardless of how this matter manifests, it is part of the slippery slope of accepting the lie that homosexuality is genetically predetermined. Of course, on the heels of redefining marriage to include two persons of the same sex, we've had lawsuits filed to legalize polygamy and polyamory because, well, these folks were born with a predilection to love more than one person. Who are we to tell them that's wrong if they can't help themselves? They're born that way. And now, the talk continues to ramp up about pedophilia being an inborn characteristic. A few years ago, a German medical student gave a speech that showed up on the internet. This student asserted that, quote, "Pedophilia is an unchangeable sexual orientation like heterosexuality." End quote. She introduced her talk with a story about a 19-year-old young man who was a pedophile but had never acted on his feelings for children. She argued sexual attraction to children should be accepted and tolerated as involuntary feelings. Admittedly, this speech received severe backlash and has been removed from YouTube. But the reality is that for several years, right here in the United States, talk has been swirling about pedophilia being an immutable characteristic. Given enough time and enough emotionally charged personal stories, we will eventually, likely much sooner than we would like to think, hear of states considering some form of protections for folks claiming this malady. Talk about a slippery slope. Marriage was legally redefined just 9 years ago. Since then, with the slope greased, we've zipped down the slide quite far. We don't have to finish the ride, but it will take concerned citizens staying alert and involved to stop the downward spiral. Christians with a biblical worldview should be among the best at recognizing when we are standing at the top of the slope and knowing where the slide will take us. We need to be the ones sounding the warnings, speaking truth in love, even when it's not popular. This is Jelaine Appling for Wisconsin Family Council, reminding you that God, through the prophet Hosea, said, "My people are destroyed for lack of knowledge."
This has been the Wisconsin Family Connection with Jelaine Appling, President Emeritus of Wisconsin Family Council. Our address is Post Office Box 14440, Madison, Wisconsin 53708. Call us toll-free at 888-378-7395. For a transcript of this or other programs, visit us online at wifamilycouncil.org. Thanks for joining us.